Joe and the Radio Now Morning Show. Doing a little group therapy this morning. If you ever want to be on, really easy to do. All you got to do is hit us up. Radio Now AM Show. You can DM us on there or you can call in. Poor Chop can set that up. It is 833-563-2539. This morning, we've got Alyssa on. Hey, Alyssa, why are we talking to you today for group therapy?
Hey, guys. Yeah, I'm calling because I had the craziest thing happen to me, and I'm kind of hoping that I can get some advice because I'm really, really torn right now. Basically what happened was, as you know, a bunch of schools went back this week, including mine. I'm a teacher for second grade. And so this is my third year teaching, and I don't know. I think I'm still trying to navigate, like, the whole parent-teacher relationship and encounters and everything.
Right.
Yeah, it can get a little awkward sometimes. I don't know. Earlier this week, I held this open house in my classroom so that, you know, the students could come by in the evening with their parents, and I could see how they interact together, and, you know, it's just a good way for me to know the parents and see how their kid is.
Right.
That's common. I've heard of that before.
Yeah. So it's very common. And so the kids were all coming, and I was talking to the parents, making small talk, you know. And I turn around at one point, and then there's one of my students, and I say hi to him. And I look up, and I look at his dad, and I realize that I recognize him.
Okay.
And this is where it gets a little tricky. I recognize his dad because earlier in the summer, like in June, we actually hooked up.
What do you mean you hooked up? Like you made out, or did you like flip pancakes?
Oh, no, we did the whole flipping of the pancakes, you know, all of that.
Nice.
So
awkward.
So is he like a single dad or?
So that's the thing. Look, this was like a one night thing. I had no idea that like he had a kid. He was there with his wife. And I mean, look, if I had known, I would never, ever, ever, ever do something like that. I would never try to break up a family or do anything like that. Like, we honestly, I'm not going to lie, we were drinking, we were dancing.
Right.
You know, so it really was a one-night thing.
And like, he never mentioned any of that.
Never mentioned it. I didn't even talk to him again or anything. But, I mean, his son is in my class now, and I'm going to have to interact with him and his wife and his son now all year, and I'm just freaking out a little bit.
Are you going to say say anything to the student's mom, to his wife?
That's what I don't know. I don't know if I should. I don't know. I'm at a loss right now.
Honestly, anytime I hear about like anything cheating, especially in a marriage, it makes me sick to my stomach. So I cannot imagine what you're going through. And just like, honestly, for him to not even say anything and for you to be like taking part in that kind of affair when you had no idea is not only unfair for his wife, but that's unfair for you as well.
Yeah, but maybe, we don't know, Liv, maybe they were fighting over the summer and they were separated and maybe they reconciled. Maybe they were taking, you know, a break.
If I was his wife, I would want to know.
Either way, I feel like my skin is crawling. Like, I'm going to have to encounter this guy for a whole year.
Yeah, you need to. I think at least my thing is, I think Liv's wrong. I think you don't say anything. This time you remain radio silent. What positive is going to come out of you doing this? Only thing I can think of positive is if he's a serial cheater for the wife, you might help her out so she doesn't get cheated on more and more.
Right.
But that's kind of not your call. Like, I think your call is to be a teacher and to make sure that your student, his son, her son, does as well as he can in your class. And I think this is just going to cause a disruption. If you speak up, that might cause a divorce.
So but maybe, am I just, like,
maybe he
to
deserves
it?
A divorce. You know? I don't think you should ignore it. Joe thinks that you should ignore it. I don't think so either. And I also think, like, this could cause like a weird like subconscious bias when you're teaching him. Like, how are you supposed to teach this child when like you know what's happening?
She's a
like,
professional. That's how she's supposed to do it.
Oh. No, I'm freaking out. I'm thinking the same thing. I'm like, how am I supposed to look at this kid the same way?
Alyssa.
When I know what I did.
Alyssa.
What?
Was it at least good?
Oh my gosh, Joe!
Okay,
oh my gosh.
Everybody wants to know. 833-563-2539. If you can hang on, we got some people calling in here. What advice would you give to Alyssa? She's a teacher. This past summer, she hooked up with a guy who ended up being a married father who has a son in her classroom. Should she say something to the mom or should she keep quiet? What should she do? 833-563-2539. This is also up on Facebook. Just search for Radio Now. We will go first this morning to Caitlin. Hey, Caitlin, what's up? What did you want to tell Alyssa?
I think that you should just stay quiet and not say anything to anyone. This man will probably cheat on his wife again. So just let the next woman be the woman that says something. You're going to be the son's teacher regardless. So maybe not leave the wife's memory like, oh, yeah, my son's third grade teacher was a woman that my husband cheated on me with.
Hey, thank you for the call. We appreciate it. Let's go to Debbie this morning. Debbie, you're on Joe on the Radio Now Morning Show. Should Alyssa say anything to the mom of the kid or no?
Honestly, I think that she should, and it would save the mom's heartbreak if he indeed does cheat on her again.
Well, what do you mean?
Always a cheater. And if he has already cheated on his wife, that she know it, that, you know, obviously with her, who's to say that he's not doing it again and again and again? Why put that mom through all that heartbreak when she can just move on?
But that's not Alyssa's call, though. I mean, Alyssa didn't initiate this. She was just having a, you know, a hot girl summer
and then that's
doing her thing.
She should tell the wife.
But
I wasn't there. I didn't know he was married. I didn't know he had a kid. And, you know, I'm sorry for the trouble that this may have caused, but I feel that you should know.
I think that the guy involved her the second that they hooked up.
But
and whether she wanted to get involved in it or not, I think she has a fair say about it.
Yeah, okay. Alyssa, yeah. I mean, do you actually really want to confront him? Do you want to say anything?
I mean, I really think that she should.
I don't know. I feel like...
And it would make her feel better.
If it was me, you know, I would want to know. Like, I wouldn't want to be with somebody who was cheating on me.
No, I mean, that makes sense. All right. Hey, thank you for the call. Let's go this morning to Keisha. Hey, Keisha, you are on Joe on the Radio Now Morning Show. What would you tell Alyssa to do? Does she say something about the guy being a cheater, or does she keep quiet for the school year?
She has to keep quiet.
Why?
If he didn't come to meet the teacher, she would have never known he was married.
I know.
The wife might be salty and go report her to the school, and that might cause her job.
But she did nothing wrong. Like, what could you report?
That my husband's having an affair with my son's teacher. You never know what type of wife he has that would be so upset to go
do
that.
That's true. Like, she could be kind of crazy.
Either way, I think this kid's set up for a decent grade, right? Like, Alyssa, you can't give this kid a bad grade, right? You got to give him an A?
Definitely.
Real quick, I know you're kind of like skating around it, but I'm asking the questions that the people want to know. I'm the people's person here.
Oh, my gosh. I know what you're
Alyssa,
ask.
What grade would you give to her husband in bed?
I'm
A being
I'm,
amazing.
Alyssa, you
F
don't have to answer
failure.
That.
Liv, stop it. I am the
I'm
principal
just
here.
I'm freaking out right now over the last caller. I don't want to lose my job.
You're not going to lose
I
your
don't
job.
Think you're going to lose your job. And here's the thing, too, is that maybe you should go to the dad first and be like, hey, this is super uncomfortable for me. You obviously know what happened. You obviously recognize me. And I just don't want to be a part of an affair. Like, was it an affair or was it not? Were you guys separated?
Alyssa, let's talk to the other Alyssa this morning. Hey, Alyssa, you're on Joe on the Radio Now Morning Show. What did you want to say?
So I have been in a similar situation as Alyssa, and there's a couple of things I really want to say. One, for people that are not teachers, there is a fine line between kind of your personal life and your professional life. And I don't remember which caller it was, but there comes a point where you do kind of have to put that aside and just kind of go with it. And don't get me wrong, I'm not saying that her husband does not deserve to know, but as their son's teacher, that's just kind of a fine line. Like, you really have to be careful when you cross that, you know, professional, personal line. So for me, what I did, I teach fifth grade, and I have a really good relationship with my building principal, and I didn't tell her, oh, I had an affair with this person, or, oh, I didn't have the affair, but he did. I didn't really give her a lot of details, but the part that sucked was I also knew his wife. Like, we all grew up in the same neighborhood as kids, and his wife never really liked me anyway. She's kind of a bee. So I went to my principal, and I was like, look, I know that there's a very professional line here, and I'm not trying to cross it. And I said, at the end of the day, I will do what I need to do, but there's this situation where I know both the dad and the mom, and we don't have a good history, and it would just, I think, be better for everybody in the situation if he might be able to be put in another class. And my principal,
okay,
she did not ask questions. She understood, and I was like, you know, my husband also knows these people, because I was married later after, not when the guy and I had...
When you hooked up. All right, well, right. Alyssa, the teacher talking, Alyssa, the caller talking to the other one, maybe that's a good idea about switching the class. No, Alyssa, I want to ask you the same question I asked Alyssa. If you were grading, you know, on a scale, like, what grade would you give the guy that you hooked up with? Like, A being good, F being not so well.
Oh, my gosh.
I mean, it was good, but it's definitely not worth the drama. It came was when his kid showed up on my roster.
Hey, Alyssa, thank you for calling in. Now, Alyssa, I mean, that's from the horse's mouth. That's from a fellow teacher, and that might be the best suggestion of the day for group therapy is if it's not too late. I mean, what, it's like a week or two in for school? You just say, hey, you know, you tell them what's happened, and you get them transferred. But then here's my thing, though, and I should have had to ask the other Alyssa, what do you do, though? Because, like, well, why the hell are you transferring my son? Why are you taking him out of Alyssa's class?
Well, they could just say, like, the class is overloaded or something.
With
or
all the guys that Alyssa's hooked up with. No, I'm just kidding, Alyssa.
Don't say that.
I'm kidding. I'm glad you had yourself a good summer. There's nothing wrong with that. And sorry you're going through this, but I hope you got a little bit of an idea where to go now.
Yeah. No, I think that was very helpful.
All right, cool. Alyssa, thank you so much for calling in this morning for group therapy here on Joe and the Radio Now Morning Show.